This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. For the past couple summers, people in Sutton's Bay have done a unique fundraiser for the cash-strapped local school district. And this summer, they managed to corral 2,099 canoes and kayaks into one massive multicolored flotilla out on the bay. This morning, organizer Kate Thornhill woke to some exciting news.
I got a 7:45 a.m. email from the Guinness World Record people saying that Sutton's Bay now holds the world's record for the largest raft of canoes and kayaks.
Congratulations. And what,
thank you.
What's the first thing that's swirling around in your head about what that means for you?
I'm going to go to New York and participate in their event next year.
And you mean the raft that you just beat out?
Yeah, they've always said that they hope that we beat the world record so that they can do it again.
Oh, really? They're ready for some competition.
Oh, yeah. They were hoping that we did. So I will be heading out there, I think, and I'm hoping that they have it.
I remember standing with you back just before school started, and we walked toward the beach, and it was the first glimpse that you got of the flotilla, Flotilla 2 in progress. And I remember you just being overwhelmed. Did you think at that moment that this day would come?
Well, at that moment, I thought that we had a really great shot at getting the world record, and that it was overwhelming. It was a beautiful day, and Sutton's Bay just looked so awesome and looked like everybody was having a good time. So I was really hopeful at that moment that we were going to get the world record.
But then there was a little bit of challenge as the day went on.
Yeah, we did have a challenge. The rules say that the raft has to float freely without contact with any land structure or other boat other than a canoe or kayak. It has to float freely for 30 seconds. And we had one of the power boats in that was forming the corral didn't pull anchor and move far enough out of the way. And so the wind pushed the raft of kayaks, it acted like a big sail, actually, and it pushed it in and around that power boat. And for much of the time, there were boats that were touching that power boat, but the kayaks were trying to stay away from the boat. Well, this year, we got a call from Kevin Haley. He shot video that showed that there was a 30-second interval in which no canoe or kayak was touching that power boat.
So, of course, the whole reason that you did this flotilla was to raise money for Sutton's Bay Public Schools. And
right.
How much money have you raised? And does this mean anything new for the fundraising now that
I haven't actually gotten a final count, but I think it was pretty much close to what we had raised last year, which was about $45,000. But we met really briefly this morning, and so we're going to reopen up photo sales and have a Guinness World Record T-shirt and probably some other things that will be available before Christmas. So we're hoping that this will help raise some more money for the school, because obviously we will not be doing this again next year.
Because you already have the record.
Yeah, we have the record.
You could have, this was your idea based off of competing with the New York group that does the same thing, and you could have chosen any charity. Why support the public schools?
Well, I have two children that went all through Sutton's Bay Public Schools, and my one of them has graduated, and she went on to the University of Michigan, and she's doing great, making her way out in New York City, and my second son also had a really great educational time, you know, at Sutton's Bay. And it was kind of, you know, my years of having a kid there were coming to an end, and they had really big budget problems, and we don't have a wealthy family population, and there was a lot of things that the kids needed money for, and this seemed like a opportunity, you know, to raise a lot more money than a bake sale. I mean, you know, really it takes some serious money to provide programs for even a small school with 600 kids.
That's great. Well, congratulations again on being able to raise all that money and on receiving your Guinness Book of World Record for Flotilla 2.
And thanks for the support from IPR. We appreciate it.
Kate Thornhill organized the record-breaking Flotilla 2 on Sutton's Bay. This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen.